It's low budget, isn't it?
Isn't it low budget?
Oh my God, we recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Okay. Mics are hot.
Hot.
Welcome to the Pat Cave. I'm your host, Pat Clark, and with me as always is...
I'm Alex Booty.
That's Alex Booty doing a very, a crush.
A spot on British voice.
Well, you are a Harry Potter fan, so you should know how to do a good one, right?
Yeah. I'm half and half. My dad's a muggle. Mom's a witch. Bit of a nasty shock for him when he found out.
This is the Pat Cave Podcast, a show where we talk all about superheroes, pop culture, nostalgic movies we know and love.
Yeah.
So maybe not know and love for this movie.
Nope.
This one was a little crazy today.
We
found an obscure superhero movie, Booty. What was it?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No. I need to know about these things in the world.
Yeah. We like to see things that are considered superhero films, and this is what he would slightly consider that. We watched Super Bob, 2015 Super Bob.
Super Bob with the famous Roy Kent.
Roy Kent. He's here. He's there. Here. He's every fucking way. Roy Kent.
From, of course, Ted Lasso.
So
this was in 2015.
Yep.
A very tiny young Roy Kent looking.
Yeah, it was about 7 years prior to the first Ted Lasso.
Yeah, and by this time, of course, superhero pop culture was kind of
off the charts.
Off. So
yeah, what came out in 2015 for the Avengers?
I think
Civil War?
Yeah, this kind of sounds like an Age of Ultron year, because of course they had to do the thing.
So the Sokovia Accords would be relevant to this Bob guy.
That was Civil War. That was a little. I think that was a little later. But that's what the movie was about, right? It was like, this guy got hit by a meteor.
He was a postman. I looked up. I didn't catch that when I watched it.
And the British government was like, "Well, he got superpowers in our country.
Yeah, he's got to be regulated.
Citizen, you know, United Kingdom.
Yeah,
he's ours.
And if he's gonna save people, we got to get it all in writing, and he's got to."
They gotta be British.
Yeah. They gotta be British. I mean, I feel like that just goes without saying.
Well, they're saying he can only save people in the UK.
Yeah.
And
so
there's this tiny conflict like that, but really, there's not a lot of superhero going on, right?
No, not at all. It starts out and it feels like a mockumentary, like we're watching Jury Duty or The Office or something.
They're interviewing them and it's a love story, ultimately.
And it literally, it feels just like the film drops out of being a mockumentary just randomly. Yeah. Like, it didn't follow through with that concept.
It's a good technique for a low budget film to get the point across. Mm-hmm. Exposition, right?
Right. And it takes place on his day off.
Yeah. So I just watched the trailer and it's like Super Bob, the world's only superhero, works tirelessly 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's like Tuesdays are his day off. It's kind of like the normal day, the normal life of a superhero, and they're trying to film the process and make a documentary.
Right, and he is in league with the government. Like, they know he exists. He works with them hand in hand.
They're his boss. He's a civil servant.
He's a civil servant. He doesn't call himself a superhero. Yeah. He calls himself a civil servant. And here's some of the things that he does. He makes people sign forms for liability reasons after he saves them, which was so cute because there's like a girl standing next to a burning building and he's like pulls out his iPad. And
it's like an electric one,
He sings in the choir.
On his day off.
He likes doing that. It's one of the things he likes.
His hobbies.
He has a security guard that watches his valuables in his house. And
his security guard. Yeah, it's kind of like it's a union thing. He kept kind of saying.
He doesn't go on a date. He was going to. He doesn't. He does go on dates. Whatever. And then he does not give good speeches.
Well, so he's a bit of an old. He's a bit odd.
Bit odd, isn't it?
That's kind of the funny thing about this, that this meteor came out of the sky and just hit a random guy.
Yeah.
And so he didn't have hero tendencies before this. He's just a random guy.
Just a random post.
And he's still kind of. Of a dork after.
They call him something like, they didn't say dunce, but they said like he's kind of just a regular guy.
What was the British word for it?
Yeah, he's just a regular human guy.
It's funny because he's a pushover, but he's the strongest man in the world.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where the funny dynamic comes in,
yeah,
right?
I think the word we were looking at, he's a bit dull, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because, he doesn't realize, he can say no.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's out in the community, and someone's like, hey, Bob, will you hold my space in line. I got to go to the butcher. And it was kind of like they were kind of just using him as just like, he's kind of a pushover.
We'll cut all that out. I wrote this down as one of my notes. It is so weird to see Brett Goldstein in a different light than Roy Kent.
Yes.
Roy Kent
absolutely.
Is like, ah, you fucker. Like, yeah. He's like not taking shit from anybody. This guy is the opposite Roy Kent.
Which kind of shows me how good he is at acting.
Yeah, and so I'm a little slow to the Brett Goldstein game, but he's a comedian, I guess, and he actually took part in writing some of this script.
Okay.
So we'll get to that in the facts and stuff, but like I just don't know a lot about him at all except for Ted Lasso.
Well, we can get to some of those facts right now because I was watching a little 4-minute behind the scenes thing they had on YouTube, and the first day on set, they did all improv.
Completely
improv. You know, they had a direction to go for where the story had to go, but the director just kept loving what they were doing in the chemistry, and they just kind of went with it for a lot. And you can kind of tell.
Yeah. The civilians that are like being interviewed about what they think of Super Bob, like they're really funny and entertaining.
That's probably a lot of improv.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of the movie Boondock Saints. Like there are scenes in that movie where just the civilians are like discussing whether or not they think the Boondock Saints are superheroes or vigilantes or evil. And it was kind of like that in the beginning, like just very much like the simpletons are, you know, the peanut gallery is weighing in.
Yeah. Now that we've kind of talked it through, like like in a kind of a positive light.
Yeah. Let's shit on it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, this was bad.
I felt bad for picking it. I kept saying in my head, I'm like, we could be watching Titan AE right now. Which will be coming. I am so mad.
Okay, so my girlfriend always thinks we shit on all these movies. No, we're pretty nice.
We're pretty nice. Like
I'm going to shit on this movie hard.
That's
fine. It makes me sad because they did have fun making it. You could tell they did.
I think it just, for a second, I'm thinking to myself, like, this is just a weird movie. Like, there are humorous parts in it. There are good moments in it. I liked the soundtrack. I liked the positive moments between him and the girl.
Yeah.
But like,
great acting.
But if you actually kind of dissect what this movie is about, it is all over the place. It doesn't make sense. Also, though, we went into this thinking it's going to be a superhero movie, and they hoodwinked us. Like, they got us.
They did, like, the first 20 minutes was news reports and really high budget, like,
just setting up the plot. Like,
yeah, but they were all the superhero things at the very beginning, and then it was like, but here is his normal day. And then the rest of the movie is just a love story.
Yeah. A regular guy.
Regular ass. He's an ass guy.
Yeah.
What do you think about the love interest, Doris?
Okay, so that is Natalia Tena, and she is in a ton of stuff.
Game of Thrones, right?
Yes, she is Ulsa the Wildling in Game of Thrones that takes care of Bran.
Dude.
She is Tonks in the Harry Potter 5-7 part 2.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I recognized her in. Oh, she's in John Wick 4, which I haven't seen.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff.
She's dressed normal in this one.
She is, yeah. Like in Harry Potter, she has purple hair. Like the character Tonks is a kind of a changeling, and they like can change form or whatever.
Okay, sure.
But anyways, yes, she's great. Like she plays a Colombian cleaning lady for Bob, exclusively for Bob.
Yeah,
takes care of him, cleans him up. Like from,
well, he's a bit dull in it.
Yeah, a bit dull in it. And he at first is just a good friend. Like he has a date coming up, which is a big plot point. And then he's like, I don't know what to wear. Like he is an idiot.
So they go shopping together. And I knew from the minute they were walking and giggling with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh boy. Oh, they're going to get together, aren't
they? The minute two people sit on a park bench together.
And they're having a good time. And they're like, oh, we're not supposed to be together. This is, I mean, that's very 2015 basic. Like the girl he was going on a date with was like very gorgeous American redhead.
We thought so. Yeah. She, what was her name? June. Yeah.
And turns out the MOD, the government, set this up.
The leader of the defense or whatever.
Which is his handler.
Defense ministry. Like, his handler is, that is Catherine Tate. You haven't gotten there yet, but in The Office, like season 6 and on, she's a critical part.
You know this woman.
I do.
That's
the only thing I know her from is The Office.
Okay.
I used to hate her, and then she's great later in The Office. But
so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any The Boys vibes?
I guess.
This is not like a rated R version right. of it. But like there was times when she was like, hey, talking him down.
Oh, Madison Stillwell.
Yeah. You and me, we're in this together. Like, mm-hmm. don't quit on me. Yeah. You know, like that kind of thing.
They're sitting at like the table and they're doing like it's just a board meeting, but they're trying to decide image is going to be allowed to be used to like, they don't even tell you why.
No, that was a meeting between congressmen from the United States or senator. We got to do a handshake. And he goes, well, here's what we want the handshake to look like.
Yeah.
You two shaking hands with an American flag on your back,
mm-hmm.
or two bald eagles.
And surrounding then, them.
Or you eating a hot dog on your knees. Like,
yeah.
Wow. It was,
dude. It was so weird.
Dude. So strange.
I liked those moments, but it was doing its job, I think, which the whole movie, I think, is just to make you feel weird. I don't know. I was so weirded out by it. But.
I think what they did was funny concept.
Mm-hmm.
What does a superhero do on his day off?
Yeah.
Minuscule budget together, because we couldn't find the budget for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we know how much it made, which is hilarious, but we'll
it
get to
it was probably
that.
In very select theaters.
I know it premiered at a comedy film festival.
Okay, yeah.
It was tough to find. I did find something. Pat, got a question for you.
Go.
The length of time it took to film this, I'm going to say over under, let's say 30 days. How long do you think it took?
Well, I'm going to guess under because of the way you asked the question.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
I tried to be
but,
really
but
cool
also,
there.
I watched the behind the scenes and I saw how small budget it felt.
Mm-hmm.
They
filmed this movie in 19 days.
19 days. Yeah.
Wild.
So one of the tactics we talked about earlier was just like the news anchors. He was probably the most prominent actor that I knew of.
I didn't recognize him.
He was Martian Manhunter from Supergirl.
No way.
Yeah, the black guy who was the anchor.
Are you sure? I don't see him. Oh, I do. He's in it. He is the TV
okay,
anchor.
Thank you.
Patrick did it.
Yay.
Do you have
any notes, like bad notes in there?
Yeah. It's so funny. The first note I wrote was, already so dope, and then it just completely collapses.
They got you with the opening montage.
They did. Huh? The opening montage was everything in the trailer.
Well,
and then it just
that's
like,
it. It was like half the trailer just in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, and they like jump forward 6 years after this epic montage,
mm-hmm.
and it's like people have kind of gotten just worn off. The honeymoon phase is over, and they're just kind of like, hey, Bob. Lazy fuck, you know?
Yeah, so, people would just, like, insult him on the street when he's just trying to live his life.
Yeah, right?
It was, like, really funny outside the library when he's, like, getting all, like scared of being seen by June because he has a crush on her.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just funny. Like, she didn't have a lot going on,
you know,
either up here.
He's not a good singer.
Oh,
and
no,
so, like,
yeah.
There was a great moment when, like, the church
choir
kicked him out. But they did it in a nice way. They're like, hey, we're going to wrap up early today. And he's outside giving an interview, like, you know, it's so great to come here, and like I just love them. We rapped early, though,
yeah.
today.
And in the background, they start singing.
You can hear them coming through the church. It's,
and like he was singing the high note, and he cracked a glass or a window or something.
It was not a good high note either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the things that I wrote are just like, where's June? His mom falls? What the fuck is happening? Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, 35 minutes in and he finally goes to help someone in need.
I remember you being on the couch. He, like, jumps off to go fly.
Yeah, the first scene you see him fly away.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're like, finally.
Yeah. Because I felt bad for picking this thing.
You know, it had some charm.
Yeah.
I think with a really good budget, this concept and story
now,
is a hit.
With the knowledge that it was filmed in just 19 days.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I mean,
With
a very low budget.
Minuscule.
Great people involved in the project. That just goes to show that, like, star-studded cast.
Uh-huh. I like studded stars, though.
Me too. Yeah.
Studded star Elton John. I could something.
Was that a song by him?
No. He's just a studded star.
That, there were parts that, like, did not add up, but there are, like, really, like, cute kind of funny parts, like his crush June, her favorite book is House of Cards, and he like was mentioning like they're having an interview that is like taking place at the same time.
Yeah, no, she was like, oh, he read my favorite book, and he's like, I didn't read it.
Yeah. And then like he makes her this literal
house.
It looks like a turd inside of
it's a bunch of leaves taped onto a cardboard house looking
thing. She's like picking at it, she's like, is there maggots in there?
And you know what's funny is in the behind the scenes thing, they didn't show her what it was before they filmed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so actually, her genuine reaction was filmed. She's kind of like, why a house of leaves?
The house of leaves. The house of leaves. Why House of Leaves?
It's your favorite book.
My favorite book's A House of Cards.
It's so much easier.
He has a security guard who just takes baths in his house all
the time. Yeah, he just has like a construction, like a yellow vest.
Security vest.
Yeah.
And he can't open cans or bags of chips.
Yeah, so he's like, middle of the interview, just hands him a jar of honey. Hops it open.
So funny. Yeah. We figure out through some form of dialogue, whatever, that, nice. We figure out that Teresa basically made June, she's like a plug. She's like bait.
You're not going to say bless you?
Bless you.
All right, so June.
Teresa makes June, like, basically date him and ask him out, and it's all a plant. Like,
she's American.
She's American, so her being in a relationship with him, he does divulge to Teresa that he like wants to date, and then falls in love with his cleaning lady, who she also knows about because they do their research.
Yeah.
But then once June is like turning it on and being all sexy towards him, he's like, no, I'm into my cleaning lady.
Yeah, it's forced and feels weird.
Just like this film on me.
There
it was
you
weird.
Go. I did not consent.
Yeah, I didn't. I consented to a superhero film, and I guess I was.
We went to a second location with this film.
This movie is so strange.
Very strange.
That's it. That's all I got.
Patrick, I'm so sorry that I picked
this movie. No. Do not apologize. Okay. Do not apologize. I think it's funny. So, do you know what Roy Kent's doing now for the Marvel Universe?
No, I don't.
He's another superhero.
Can I guess? Three.
I do not think you're going to guess, but let's hear it.
Just give me a hint.
Okay, he was in Thor.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He was in a cut scene in Thor.
Hercules.
Yeah, good guess. That's it.
The only reason I knew that is because I looked it up like a while ago.
SOB.
I just forgot.
So what's your super booty score?
I was just going to ask you because I don't know what else to say about
this
film.
What's your super booty score?
I'm going to go below sub 5. I'm going to go 4.3.
Damn, 4.3.
Yeah, I was just not feeling it. I came home, like, I was excited to watch something, and this does feel like I bit into a different style sandwich than I ordered.
Yeah, maybe pass.
Maybe pass. This one. I think it's a film that's like for someone that thinks they're really smart.
Well, hey, it's free on Amazon Prime.
It's free on Amazon Prime.
So, if you want to put it on in the background when you fold laundry, my Pat's super booty score.
Yeah.
Would probably be a 2.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's accurate. That tracks.
That's why we're here for you guys. We watched it so you don't have to.
That's our new slogan for this show, I think. No. We watched it so you don't have to.
No, some of them they should watch, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, share with your fellow nerds. Go down to the comments. Tell us if you've seen this. What's your favorite British superhero movie?
Yeah, is this the only one? Because you guys have a lot of work to do.
I'm Pat Clark. Find me at It's Pat Clark on Instagram.
I'm Booty Man Boots.
Ace Booty Man Boots on Instagram.
Yeah.
Also, we have an Instagram on Instagram. Yep, I said that correct.
No, we do.
And I meant that there's a Pat Cave Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
It is called, it's at Pat Cave Comics. So someone had the Pat Cave. I don't want to talk about it. Well, Pat Cave Comics. I like that.
No, I like it too. I don't think we need the "it's" part sometimes.
No. It's Pat Clark is mine, and then
who is?
What?
I'm just kidding.
All right, guys.
We love
you
guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Cheers.
Cheers. Clink.
Clink.
Good thing we shut off the record button.